Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live right here on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, on Sunday evening. And this is the 17th of the month as we're moving right along in time. Part two tonight in your Sabbath choices. The day for the Sabbath. You know what day it is, ladies and gentlemen? You say, Pastor, but it really don't matter. Well, it matters to Yahweh in His Word. And according to His Word, though that break His Sabbath, that deny His times, shall reap everlasting damnation. That's how serious it was. On the eighth day, He must bring them for His cleansing to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting before Yahweh. On the eighth day, He must bring two male lambs and one ewe lamb a year old. On the eighth day, He must take two doves and two young pigeons and come before Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3, Leviticus 14 and 10, Leviticus 14 and 23, Leviticus 15 and 14, Leviticus 15 and 29. On the eighth day, she must take two doves or two young pigeons and bring them to the priest at the entrance of the tent of the meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that you really need to listen to tonight. I'm telling you, if you find dates important, appointments important, remember He made two great lights. The lights were for beacons and for appointments and for times and for seasons. And Yahweh has put nature in charge of times. It is His way because man can't interfere. As we said in part one, of the four choices, you've got four choices. You've got Saturday or Sunday or any other day of the week that you would want to choose. Or you've got the solar account people that strictly go by solar. And then you've got the Bible way, which is the lunar appointments. We're going to give you some of the most unusual lunar appointments. No one ever teaches the eighth day. Why won't they teach the eighth day? Because it's not incorporated into their calendar or into their appointments or into their times and seasons. In Yahweh's way, the eighth day was a very important day, as we're going to reveal to you tonight. And that's why that we say that the Sabbath teaching here with the Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is something that you really need to take a good, fresh look at. And you know, as well as I know, that the starting point of any time to arrive at a certain date, you've got to have a starting and a finish date. Well, I gave you the appointment times of the lunar. It's 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. No exceptions. Always the rule rather than the exception. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh gave you an eighth day, as it's recorded in Leviticus chapter 22, verse 27, when a calf or a lamb or a goat is born, it is to remain with its mother for 7 days. From the eighth day on, it will be acceptable as an offering made to Yahweh before. It had to be 8 days old before it was offered. Did you know that circumcision had to be on the eighth day? And we find in the Gospel of St. John, in chapter 7, verses 22, 23, and 24, that the Messiah was in the temple and they were circumcising on the Sabbath day. Had to be the eighth day, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you mean, Pastor Buddy, that the Sabbath is the eighth day? Well, what about the seventh day? From what starting point do you arrive at the seventh day? The Gregorian, which has been changed, we call it the Gregorian calendar, the one that man uses, churches use, the Seventh-day Adventists use it, and then they criticize the Catholic, and the Catholic is the one that invented it. They call her the whore. the great abomination of the earth, and then they jump right on her time and keep what they call Saturday, which is Saturn's day, really. And ladies and gentlemen, they have to have an international dateline to establish the fact that it's Saturday, because in one city it could be Friday on one side and Saturday on the other one, or Sunday, depending on the international dateline and wherever side that the international dateline, it's an imaginary line. It's not nature. It's against nature. It's man's feeble attempt to fulfill the prophecies of Daniel 7:25 as they seek to change Yahweh's times and laws. Ain't it wonderful that they can't get up to the moon and drag it out of the way? Some people would like to shoot it down and do away with it. They completely deny it. That's the solar people. These are the ignorant people that cannot accept the fact that it has anything to do with timekeeping. Yahweh's ways are foolish. And Yahweh chose the foolish things to confound the wise. And therein lays this great mystery of the eighth day. On the eighth day, Numbers 6 and 10. On the eighth day, he must bring two doves or two young pigeons to the priest to the entrance of the tent of the meeting. On the eighth day. Again, on the eighth day. You would know by the calendar that people keep today, they say, well, when's the eighth day? We don't have it on our calendar. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I wonder why. Well, simply because the calendar is not Yahweh's time method of keeping time. In the Gregorian and the history of the Gregorian, the changes, the modifications, the corrections, how can you correct error? By doing away with the error that started it and establishing the true ways. Well, Yahweh said, my ways are not your ways, and your ways certainly are not mine. And so which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the Gregorian calendar, and yet you want to be a Seventh-day Adventist that jumps in a frying pan to be heated up by the fires of Catholicism? It's actually insane doctrine for the Seventh-day Saturday people to criticize the Catholic Church when the Catholic Church, oh, they'll say she changed the Sabbath, but they'll never tell you that they invented the calendar to give them a starting point. Now, we've got these proponents that say, well, from day one, Pastor Buddy, that was back yonder in the beginning of time, we know what day one was, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. And so therefore, the Gregorian calendar is the correct calendar because Pope Gregory got inspired there. We know he's a head of the whore church, but we know that he got inspired and he really figured out what the first day of the creation was, and then Saturday is the seventh day, and that's the day we keep. Glory to God. And they hang on to that tradition, that foolishness, as well as does the Christian church and anybody else that uses a pagan Gregorian calendar to keep their times. They shall think to change times and laws, and bless God, they did. On the eighth day, number 754, the leader of the people brought his offering on the eighth day. Well, he couldn't do it on a Gregorian calendar because it don't have 8 days on it. Well, how then did the Hebrew people, who I am quoting from here, well, let's see here. Numbers 29, verse 35. If you look at Numbers 30, or 29, verse 1, you'll see that in the beginning of the seventh month was a holy day. Day one is holy. That's one. That's a holy day. So the moon renews, the new moon is the renewal process, and then the quarters are placed in nature's position for times and seasons. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen, and yet it's the most misunderstood and confusing aspect of the carnal mind, which can never grasp the reality of truth. And how can you hear without a preacher? And only a preacher that's not interested in your pocketbook. Someone that's only interested in his salvation to get to heaven. The poor, the cast out, the downtrodden, the few there be that find it. These are the ones that know about the eighth day. Listen to me. Numbers 29:35. On the eighth day he shall hold an assembly and do no regular work. Oh, you never hear the Seventh-day Adventists advocating that one. You never hear the Gregorian promoting that one because they don't have one on their calendar. So therefore the Seventh-day people can't keep it. Because they use the Gregorian calendar, and the Gregorians can't keep it because they don't have an eighth day. Well, what day is the eighth day? Well, it's very simple. Again, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1. The gate to the appointment place of worship. Heaven, ladies and gentlemen, the true Sabbath day. Ezekiel 46 and 1. We gave you those two. These are the gestalt scriptures that I am laying for a foundation. Ezekiel 46, 1 and 2. Isaiah 66, verses 22 through 24. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't need any more. Those two right there will do it. But I'm giving you the context on the eighth day assembly that they held, and yet there is no calendar in the Christian church, be it the Christian or Jewish. Catholicism don't offer you a calendar. They got the Gregorian. The Seventh-day Advent people that criticize the Gregorian Catholic Church then jump in the fire from the firing pan of the Catholic Church. They jump into the fire with their foolish ways, as they themselves are deceived by the very people that they hate. Well, isn't that according to the scriptures, they shall hate the whore? Well, that's what they do, but then the whore dictates to them through deception and cunning and craftiness by changing the true times of Yahweh into a way that seems right. And the Bible said there is a way that seems right, and it's recorded in Numbers. The 29:35, on the eighth day, hold an assembly and do no regular work. On the eighth day. Well, the Seventh-day people can't preach this message. The Catholic Church can't preach this message. The Baptist Church can't preach this message. The Lutheran Church can't preach this message. The Episcopalian, the Pentecostal, tongue-talking, straight-walking, no gum, no fun people, they can't preach this message. You know why? Because they're in a way that seems right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll deceive the very elect, if it's possible. But when you know the truth will make you free, and you can come out from among them, and you don't have to be bound by the tradition of the Gregorian system. Oh, yeah, you're going to have hardships, because General Motors don't recognize the eighth day. The Sears Roebuck don't recognize the eighth day. Who recognizes the eighth day? Only the people that advocate a biblical time peace in the heavens, and that's the lunar. Numbers 29:1, on the first day of the month. That's your starting time, ladies and gentlemen. Every month starts with a new moon. Now, that new moon will quarter itself to the first quarter on the eighth day. Day one is a new moon, no work. You work 6 days, and then on the eighth day, you'll have a holy first quarter assembly. The eighth day. Notice, on the eighth day, hold an assembly. Well, that was the first quarter of the month, of the moon. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this one, 1 Kings 12:32. Here's someone that tried to institute a change of times. He instituted a festival on the 15th day of the 8th month. Well, the 15th day was correct because that's the time that Yahweh told him to keep it, the 15th day. Well, if you count to the 8th day, the first 8th day, and then you work 6 more days, it brings you to the 15th day on the 8th month. Well, Yahweh commanded the 7th month for this particular festival to be held in the 7th month, and the king, at his own choosing, changed that time. So man can change times on you, ladies and gentlemen. Don't make it right that he does, but he can, and he will, and he's prophesied that he would, and he did. All right, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9. On the 8th day, they held an assembly, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days and the festival for 7 days more. Well, that brought them to the 15th day. Again, it's simple arithmetic from the starting point. We know that figures don't lie, but liars figure. So what did the liars of the Gregorian calendar do? Well, they figured. And the figures that they gave, which are true, because if you count Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, back to the first day of the week, you get a Gregorian system. There's nothing wrong with that in the figures. But it was the liars that changed the starting point to start their figuring. So now you go figure. That's your job. Your assignment is to approve all things and to know when the Sabbath day, and the Sabbath day came on the 8th day. You say, well, Pastor Bud, I never heard nothing like this before in my life. Glory to God. You just trouble me deeply. I just can't go to sleep. I have people to tell me that they roll and toss the bed when they listen to my program. I wonder why. Maybe it was because of the many sleepless nights of my fasting and praying that caused me to roll and toss and turn and to pray and to seek Yahweh with all my heart, soul, and mind. You're no exception, ladies and gentlemen, for it's commanded for you to love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, to keep His first commandment and to keep His third commandment and to keep His fourth commandment. And His fourth commandment is to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And on the 8th day, they held an assembly in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 9, and they celebrated the dedication on the 8th day. Well, let's find out when they did it. Well, 2 Chronicles 29:17. They began the consecration on the first day of the first month. First day. When's that? The new moon. And it was a holy day. And by the 8th day of the month, they celebrated the festival of Yahweh. For 8 more days, they consecrated the temple and finished it on the 16th day of the first month. Now, let's do some figuring here. Now, if it's going to prove that liars figure, it can also be proved that those who figure with the truth can bring you a revelation. This is what we intend to do. They begin the consecration on the first day of the first month. And by the 8th day, they had a holy, solemn assembly. And then they went for 7 more days, it says here, and they consecrated the temple and finished it on the 16th day. In other words, the 16th day didn't begin until the 15th day, which was the holy 8th day from the first month of your count. And so they had 2 Sabbaths of sanctifying and consecrating the temple, and it was done at the end of the 15th day Sabbath, which was a finish to begin the 16th day of the first month. Simple divine arithmetic. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got an 8th grade education and I can count to 15 very easy. Numbers or Nehemiah. Let's go back to Nehemiah 8:18. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read the book of the law of Yahweh, and they celebrated the feast for 7 days. And on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to mark Nehemiah 8:18. Day after day from the first day. Now, when was that first day? The new moon. They always begin the month with a new moon. And as I said, the moon will function and quarter itself in stages as it goes through its waxing until it gets to the point it starts waning, which begins another new moon. And so they begin their count on the new moon. Then they worked 6 days, and then they kept a Sabbath, and that was always on an eighth day. Day after day, from the first day to the last, they celebrate the feast, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation? The calendar timepiece of Yahweh that's been done away with by the Gregorian and the Seventh-day Adventist proponents and the Sunday worshipers. Ladies and gentlemen, you better come out of her, my people. You better remember and turn from your wicked ways. What's wicked about it, Pastor Buddy? One day is as good as the next. No, it's the appointed time when Yahweh agreed to meet with you. He said, bring it on the eighth day. Bring your offering on the eighth day. Do the assembly according to the regulation on the eighth day. Well, you can't do it on a Gregorian. You can't do it on a Seventh-day Adventist schedule. Certainly can't do it on a Sunday schedule. So what's your choice here, Pastor Buddy? You say, now, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, if you're a right man, there's a whole lot of people wrong. Glory to God. Well, there is. Broad is a way, wide is a gate, a wide gate of Satan's way, time changes, liars figuring, all of it is factored into the broad gate. For broad is the gate, and wide is the way, and many deceptive, good people now. Hell is paved with good intentions. Oh, now, Lord, haven't we done many good, wonderful works in your name, Lord? And what did he say? Depart, depart. They didn't come on his day, so they had to depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Oh, they were thinking they were doing good things. Haven't we done many good? Lord, now I went to Sunday school all my life, and I was a good person. I didn't steal and kill, and nobody would ever have to have a lock, and nobody had to worry about getting killed. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be as evil as all get out and never kill and never steal by simply being wrong. And when you are corrected for your wicked ways, when you won't come out of them, when you love the world, when you love tradition, Christ said full well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep your own tradition. Notice this. At the end of those days, from the eighth day on, the priests are to present you your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings on the altar. Then I will accept you, declares Yahweh, the eternal sovereign one. At the end of those days, on the eighth day. Ezekiel 43, verse 27. And I told you the key factor to the whole formula is Ezekiel 46, verses 1 and 2. At the end of those days, from the eighth day on, present your offerings, and I will, according to a regulation, accept you, declares Yahweh the Sovereign One. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. This is John. They came to circumcise him on the eighth day. Would you know what day that is? The people that believe in circumcising, they don't have an eighth day. They don't know when the eighth day comes. They certainly can't do it by the Gregorian calendar, like I said. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. On the eighth day. Now, hold it right there and go to compare Luke 1:59 with John 7:23. You'll find that the day that they circumcised was the Sabbath day. I don't know how. Much more than this that you need or you won't, but how much of it can you stand? Does the truth hurt you? No wonder you can't sleep. No wonder you toss and turn. You can't in a good conscience listen to a preacher that preaches you the truth that's cutting you every way but loose. Ladies and gentlemen, this will bind you. It'd be better for you not to know this and not obey it. If you don't obey this after you've heard it, you are bound and you are obligated after you hear this. It'd be better for you not to hear it than to hear it and not obey it. Luke 21 of chapter 2. 2:21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the Messiah, they named him Yahweh, the name of the angel had given him before he was ever conceived. You say, well, how do you know it was Yahweh? Because it said Jesus there. Well, it couldn't have been Jesus, because Jesus wasn't even in the original King James Bible. That'd be something else. That wasn't his name. We're speaking Hebrew here, ladies and gentlemen. And Jesus is not a Hebrew. Matter of fact, it's not a Greek either. It could be more associated with Latin, but it's neither that. Jesus is a contraction or an evolvement of Jesus of the Greek, where they brought in the 26th letter to the alphabet and made a J. There was no J's in 1611, none in the Greek, none in the Hebrew, and none in the Latin. And so Jesus is a development, a name that developed. It's just like the calendar. The calendar, the Gregorian calendar, wasn't in existence, had never been thought of, except by Satan, at the time of the Messiah. Here it says L-O-R-D, capital letters, L-O-R-D, call it, thou shalt call him Lord, L-O-R-D. Whatever time you see that in the Hebrew Scriptures, Lord, you should use Y-H-W-H. On the eighth day. And we got these solar idiots. They're just actually volunteered idiots. Because they'll get half the truth and deny the other half. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to eat it all. Oh, it's a shame that some of these proponents of the solar will not accept the lunar calendar as having to do with anything, and yet he said on the first day of the month, not on the first day of the solar, not on the first day of the sun. The month is moon, Moad. Yet we got these idiots. I'm telling you, absolute asinine, idiotic, demonic. This goes into the demonic stage. Satan is behind every false way, and through his precepts, I get understanding, and therefore David said, I hate every false way. Figures don't lie, but liars do figure. If you don't watch them, they'll have you figuring with the wrong pencil, the wrong pen. You better write this on your tables of your heart, because your actions and what you've done here upon the earth is a way you'll appear to him on the day of judgment when you'll bow the knee, and you better have some answers What day is the Sabbath day? What day is the eighth day? Well, they certainly knew in the time of the Messiah, when it was time to circumcise him, they circumcised John on the eighth day. They circumcised the Messiah on the eighth day. Abraham was circumcised on the eighth day. He circumcised the children on the eighth day. Jacob circumcised all his children on the eighth day. And you better get your heart circumcised on the eighth day. And the eighth day, you better know when it is. Otherwise, you ain't going to have access to the key to the kingdom, the formula. You're going to have gate trouble. Revelation 22:4, you better have that name in your forehead, and you better know what time the appointments are to appear before him. Philippians chapter 3, verse 5, Paul, a Hebrew, not a Jew. I've heard some idiotic reports about Paul being a Jew. These demonic, tongue-wagging he-she's, you don't make me sick. Absolutely. Demonic, circumcised on the eighth day of the house of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. A Hebrew, not a Jew, a Hebrew of Hebrews, circumcised on the eighth day, same day that the Messiah got circumcised on, the same day that John got circumcised on, the same day that Abraham got circumcised, Isaac and Jacob got circumcised on this day, and Christ was healing on the day that the Jews were circumcising in John 7:22-23. He was healing, and they were circumcising, and it was revealed that it was the Sabbath day. That's the eighth day, ladies and gentlemen. You better get off your seventh-day high horse and get down here in a way that seems wrong. You say, I never heard about this, Pastor Buddy. Why ain't it a popular doctrine? Well, I've been in the Seventh-day Adventist Church since Miss Ellen White invented it. Well, Ellen White didn't invent the eighth day. I'm sorry. Praise Yahweh. Miss White had a lot of good things, good people with evil intentions to deceive the very elect. It's the good people that deceive you. It ain't the crooks. John Dillinger never, probably, ever deceived a Christian in his life. But I guarantee you, he told more truth than most Christians. And it's the truth that makes you free, not your good deeds. Ain't none good, no way. So Miss White better got it right. She missed the boat. And all those that's deceived by her doctrine, all that's deceived by the lying Gregorian popes of the Catholic Church, oh my, how they have changed the truth into a lie. Worship the creature more than the creator. You say, well, Pastor Bunny, glory to God. I just know what I got in my heart. Now, honey, you do make me doubt and pout, but I know what I got in my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, what is it? What is it that prevents your understanding from knowing that you've got to present yourself on the eighth day to the King of Kings? Well, it's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh's coming for a people that's kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. You know what his name is? Well, it's a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and they're safe, ladies and gentlemen. And you. Well, let's take a break here, for I'll be right back with part two of the eighth day.
What hallelujah means? Let's close up all the songbooks and shut our lips up tight. Why waste our breath on singing if we can't sing it right? It tells us in the Bible, this
like there is word. His true name is Yahweh, so why call him Lord? Oh, sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah. But when you do, you're praising his true name. Oh, sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah. But that's what hallelujah means. Now we can go to college and get that degree. Go through every school of learning from sea to shining sea. But we can't change the basics by changing his name, cause it's the truth that was delivered to the saint. Don't sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah, cause when you do, you're praising his true name. Don't sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah, cause that's what hallelujah means.
I wonder why the world
don't believe in Yah,
cause when you do,
you're praising
his true name, Yahweh. And Lord means Baal. Jesus comes from the Greek god Zeus, put in the word by the Greek translators. His name is Yahweh, the creator of the universe. Let's remember to always call him Yahweh.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that Yahweh is his name, and he's got a time that you better come before him with praise and honor and thanksgiving. Well, if you know what day that is, you'll find the day that he'll be there to accept it. He only accepted it. Give it to me, said, on the eighth day. Come before me on the eighth day. Bring your offering on the eighth day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, man turned around, and what they decided to do was change Yahweh's times into the times of the world. Now, the world has accepted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They've accepted that. That's the Gregorian account system. They have added and changed and altered Yahweh's times. On the eighth day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel, Leviticus 9:1. On the eighth day. What day is that, Pastor Buddy? Well, I think I'll just look on the calendar and see. Well, Pastor Buddy, I looked on the calendar and I couldn't find that 08th day you talk about. Glory to God. What are you trying to confuse everybody for? How ignorant. How asinine. That we have fell for a lie and won't have the truth, though a man declare it unto you. Why, Pastor Buddy, don't we have truth anymore? Because the Bible said they will cast the truth to the ground, and they shall prosper, and they shall practice and prosper. Yes. Practice and prosper by casting the truth to the ground. It didn't say that they would be persecuted if they didn't have the truth that was cast to the ground. It says that the world would love its own if they would cast the truth to the ground and change his times and laws and keep us a satanic system. And I hear all kinds of systems. I've been in this a long time, ladies and gentlemen. I've been a minister for 55 years, and I've heard it all. Well, I probably hadn't heard it all, but I've heard a lot of it. And I can tell a false, deceived, and some of these false, deceived spirits are good. Oh, they have good intentions. When a calf or a lamb or a goat is born, Leviticus 22:27, is to remain with its mother for 7 days, and from the eighth day on it will be acceptable as an offering. What does that mean? You couldn't offer anything until it come to the eighth day. Did you know Adam was an eighth-day man? He's not a six-day man. He's an eighth-day man. Eight is a new beginning. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is so wonderful and so joyful. And yet, the people love a lie, and they will cast the truth to the ground. You know why? Because the devil don't want the truth. The devil hates the truth. The devil wanted to sit on the sides of the north. That means the congregation. And that literally means to change or alter the time that Yahweh set. And on Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 9, on the eighth day they held an assembly. Have you ever been to an eighth day assembly? 1:8:15:22 and 29. I worship every week on the eighth day. I worship every month on the eighth day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It depends on what count you start from to get your 7 days to keep a Sabbath. If you keep the first day holy, then the next seven would come on the eighth day. You see what I mean? If you keep day one holy, and then you count 7 days to keep another Sabbath, and that's what you got to do, it's the eighth day. They began the consecration on the first day of the first month, 2 Chronicles 29:17, and on the eighth day of the month, they came to the holy day. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it don't take a rocket scientist. It don't take a math teacher with an algebra formula or a complicated rocket scientist formula. That's just pure, simple, basic, old-fashioned reading, writing, and arithmetic. Read it and write it on the tables of your heart and keep the eighth day. On the eighth day, they held an assembly. They had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days. And on the eighth day, they kept a holy assembly. They kept it through from the new moon. And a dedication went for 7 days. And on the eighth day, they worshiped. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, there are just so many things that we could tell you and to preach to you and to command you. But would it do any good? It is not the here. You say, well, boy, I sure like to listen to Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. I've had a lot of people say, I like to listen to you. I say, how much do you obey? It's not how much you listen, it's how much you obey, it's how much you put into practice. Why call me Yahweh and do not the things I say to do? They say and do not. They draw near with their mouth. But when the weekend comes, the weekend, when Saturday comes, they're sitting over in the temples of Baal, worshiping Saturn, calling on the name of Baal. Don't say hallelujah if you don't believe he's Yah. Quit saying hallelujah. We got some people that's going to have to quit saying hallelujah because they don't believe that's his name. You better quit it. Say, well, Pastor Buddy, I guess it's all right to say it, but I just don't believe that's his name. Ladies and gentlemen, he ain't got but one name. Never did have but one name, and his name's been declared since the foundation of the world. It's not been no secret. like some people would want you to believe, that it takes us to, over into the book of Revelations, that he's going to reveal his secret, and in the end time, he's going to tell us what his name. He told us what his name was in the very beginning, and they cast it to the ground and denied it and changed it and altered it and caused people to forget it. If it wasn't revealed in the beginning, they couldn't have forgot it, but they forgot it. And you were forgetting it when you was in the Gregorian church using a Gregorian calendar. When you were calling on Jesus. When you're calling on the Baal God. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to come out of her and use the correct, mighty, powerful, almighty name of Yahweh. At the end of these days, from the eighth day on. Ezekiel 43, verses 27. Ezekiel 41, or 46, and verse 1. In the new moon, the gate will be opened. Yahweh will receive your worship on the new moon, at your count, and then on the eighth day, and then on the 15th day, and then on the 22nd day, and then on the 29th day. And then we begin another renewed system by the light beacon sign seasons. That's what it's set for, ladies and gentlemen. All of his festivals were kept on a full moon. I've proved that over and over and over and over. And yet the only people who do that is your lunar people. The solar people don't do that. Your Gregorian people don't do that. Your Saturday people don't do that. Your Sunday people don't do that. How long are you going to be divided between two opinions? Are you going to hear the Word, hear the truth of the Word? The gate will be open on the new moon and the Sabbath day. Now, if it's open on a new moon, that's the day you worship. You keep it holy. And then you start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6 working days, and the seventh day, which would be the eighth day of the month. You keep a Sabbath. Isn't that simple? You say, yeah, Pastor Buddy, it makes a lot of sense, glory to God. But, you know, I work for General Motors, or I work for Walgreens drugstore dispensing drugs. Well, you might as well get all drugged up. You better take a lot of them. You'll need some morphine where you're going. You'll need some pain medication to block out the heat of the torment of your refusal to worship Yahweh. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, Lord of God, it's just a hard saying, and you know, and I just like to keep that lunar Sabbath that you keep, but you know, I'd get fired off the job, and I wouldn't have no friends left, glory to God. Well, what do you want, a home in heaven or a lot of friends? If you want friends and you want a big crowd, go to hell. That's where they're all going to be. If you want to go to heaven, get with the few. That's where they're going to be. My ways are not your ways. As heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, saith Yahweh. But they cast the truth to the ground. Luke 2:21, on the eighth day, they circumcised him. Well, I wonder what Gregorian calendar that they used. Well, they didn't use no Gregorian back then, ladies and gentlemen, because the Gregorian wasn't invented yet, and the deceiving Pope Gregory, 13th century deception, hadn't come about yet. The Dark Ages. You see, they killed the prophets, they killed the teachers, they killed the instructors, they persecuted them from city to city. It was an underground movement like it is today. I don't get much support, but the people that do support me, I can trust them behind my back. The people that say you love you, I wouldn't trust them as far as you could throw them, and most of them would be a tremendous task because their bellies have become their gods. And they eat, drink, and be merry and dance to the music of the Gregorian. Well, Pastor Buddy, I'm going over here to church. I'm a Jehovah Witness. Don't say hallelujah then when you get over there. Because you can't say Jehovah and hallelujah and be halted between those two opinions. Which one of them is the name of the Creator? You say, well, I know Pastor Buddy's name's Yahweh, but Jehovah's become so popular. And we've got so many churches around the world, and it's hard to make people change when they get into something. And yeah, that's what Christ said. Full well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep your own tradition because you love a lie, and you'll stay in it until the boat sinks. Ladies and gentlemen, this Gregorian boat, this time capsule, is sinking with the revelation of the truth of the last day prophets is coming, and they're shooting holes in the old gospel ship of a way that seems right. Yeah, there's a lot of ships out there. You better make your election and call. You better have a ticket. You better have an appointment. It better be on the eighth day that you appear for him, because that's the Sabbath day. And remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Bring it to me on the eighth day and I will receive it. Bring it to me and dedicate it on the eighth day, I will receive it. On the eighth day they were circumcised, and the Bible says the eighth day was a Sabbath day. John 7:23. Read it. Paul said, I was circumcised on the eighth day. He was circumcised on the Sabbath day, ladies and gentlemen. You see, that's what that's put in there for. You say, Pastor Bud, I never know that. Glory to God. Well, now that you know it, what are you going to do about it? You're going to keep it? You're going to support Pastor Buddy? I doubt it. You're going to keep on with your tradition. You're going to love your friends and your neighbors because they're so good. They sing so good. I just got to get over and listen to them sing today. Well, you get right on over there, because there'll be a lot of singing in hell. But the song they'll be singing down there will be, oh me, oh my, why did I listen to Satan's lie? Because it seemed right, and because it seemed good, and because it seemed like I just should. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says they will cast the truth to the ground, and down she comes, but the truth is returning. You're listening to the Shepherd's Calm, Pastor Buddy, part two of the sacred times, or the choices of the sacred time. This is part two. If you'd like to have the entire series of the sacred times, you just write Pastor Buddy. I'll finish this up next Sunday night here on WWCR, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, with the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. Part three coming up next Sunday night, Yahweh willing, and we will see you then. If you would like to call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And, or Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Or you can write me, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me that you're going to help us and support us on our broadcast. We need your help. As Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is a strong tower? Don't you know that he's coming back after a people that has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name? Why say hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah? If you don't call on that great name, you can't be saved. And whosoever will call upon the name of Yahweh will call upon the great and the magnanimous God. name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call me tonight. I'm live. That's Pastor Buddy. 423-626-2172. Now that's Pastor Buddy. 423-626-2172. Or you can write me. Send me a love offering. I need your help. Just stay on WWCR around the world and bring you truth. I'm not afraid to preach it. I just need your help. If you will send me a love offering to help me on the broadcast, I'll play you the truth of amazing grace. Oh, it is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, how the devil has deceived the very elect. And Yahweh called me out of the same right way. Just a young Baptist boy preaching my heart out for Jesus. He called me and set me up on a solid foundation. And I read in Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, I read where he said, if you will keep my Sabbath, I'll reveal my name to you. In the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, I started at the 12th verse and I read through verse 20 and it changed my life. I'd like to help you change yours, and I'd like to see you with that small gathering that can sing Amazing Grace. I'll see you on down the line with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Many blessings to you, ladies and gentlemen.